Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, June 11th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Back to the Future is about to welcome two new denizens of Hill Valley. Evan Alexander Smith and David Josephsburg will join the Broadway cast as George McFly and Principal Strickland. Both will begin performances on June 25th. Smith was recently seen in Merrily We Roll Along, while Josephsburg was a standby in the recent revival of Monty Python's Spamalot. The two of them will replace original Broadway cast members Hugh Coles and Merritt David Janes, who will play their final performance with Back to the Future on June 23rd. Coles, in particular, has been involved with the musical since its Manchester premiere in 2020. He won an Olivier for his role when it transferred to the West End. Back to the Future continues its New York run at the Winter Garden Theater. And Juliet has just announced it has recouped its entire $17 million capitalization as of April 14th. The musical, driven by the hits of Swedish mastermind Max Martin and pondering what Shakespeare's tragic heroine would have done if she had chosen to live her life sans her Romeo, has been running in New York since October of 2022. It has grossed over $93 million so far and has played to over 650,000 audience members. And Juliet marks just the fourth new musical since the pandemic shutdown, not counting revivals, to announce its recoupment, joining Six, Moulin Rouge, and MJ. Congrats to everyone at the Stephen Sondheim Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, June 9th. The box office was back on the rise last week for most shows, with over $36 million accrued over 35 running shows. That total is a 7% jump from the previous week and a 16% leap from this week last year. Nine shows sold out, including several of this weekend's Tony-nominated titles. The highest jumps last week, as expected, were seen by Merrily We Roll Along and Uncle Vanya, as megastars Daniel Radcliffe and Steve Carell returned from vacation and illness, respectively. Carell missed five of last week's performances at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater. Both shows are set to end their limited engagements in the coming weeks. Hell's Kitchen, The Outsiders, Suffs, and Stereophonic all have the highest grossing weeks of their runs so far. The latter two are the favorites to win Best Musical and Best Play this coming Sunday. 16 shows cracked seven figures last week, while 19 played to at least 90% capacity houses. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.